Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is September 11th, Monday. Here's some top things to know before the action-packed trading week starts. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally low on September 11th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 10 points. The Sensex jumped 333 points to 66,599 while the Nifty rose 93 points to 19,819 in the last session to form a bullish candlestick on the daily charts, forming higher highs and higher lows 6th day in a row. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,751 followed by 19,718 and 19,665. On the higher side, 19,858 can act as key resistance followed by 19,891 and 19,945. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stocks rose slightly on Friday but logged a losing week amid renewed worries that the Federal Reserve may raise rates more than previously expected. The S&P 500 edged 0.14% to snap a three-day losing streak and finish at 4,457. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 75 points to close at 34,576, while the Nasdaq Composite eked out 0.09% gain to settle at 13,761. Major averages also capped off a losing week. The S&P and Nasdaq dropped 1.3% and 1.9% respectively for the first negative week in three. The Dow finished about 0.8% lower. Asian markets. Most Asia-specific markets were mostly low at the start of the week, where key economic data from major economies will be taking center stage. On Tuesday, India will release its inflation and industrial output figures for August, while China will announce its industrial output, retail sales, and most notably, house sales prices on Friday. In Australia, S&P ASX 200 fell 0.2%, Japan's Nikkei 225 was near flatline, while Topix climbed 0.28%. South Korea's Kospi slid 0.27% in early morning trade, while KOSDAQ was down 0.28%. Futures for the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index stood at 18,156, pointing to a weakened open compared to HSI's close of 18,202. Hong Kong cancelled trade on Friday due to the city seeing the heaviest rainstorm in 140 years. Oil prices. Oil prices gained almost 1% to a 9-month high on Friday on rising US diesel futures and worries about tight oil supplies after Saudi Arabia and Russia extended supply cuts this week. Brent futures rose 73 cents or 0.8% to settle at $90.65 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude rose 0.7% to settle at $87.51. Both crude benchmarks remained in a technically overbought territory for a sixth straight day, with Brent on a track for highest close since November 16. For the week, both benchmarks were up 2% following gains last week of about 5% for Brent and about 7% for WTI. Dollar Index. The dollar index traded 0.06% lower in futures at 105.06, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.12. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth ₹224 crore while domestic institutional investors bought shares ₹1,150 crore on September 8th. Moving on to stocks in focus. Rishabh Instruments. The test and measuring instruments maker will make its debut on the BSE and NSE on September 11th. The final issue price has been fixed at 441 per share. Along with Rishabh Instruments, Ratnavir Precision Engineering, the stainless steel-based products manufacturer, is also set to make its market debut on September 11th. The final issue price has been set at Rs. 98 per share. Vakrangi. The technology company has signed a binding term sheet with private equity investor Avishkar Capital to acquire 48.5% stake in Vortex Engineering. Vortex is one of the leading providers of automated teller machines and so far has shipped more than 10,000 ATMs across India, Africa, South Asia and software to complement the hardware. The acquisition will help Vakrangi achieve backward integration. Adani Enterprises. Adani Global Private Limited, Singapore, a step-down wholly-owned subsidiary of the company, has signed a joint venture agreement with Kowa Holdings Asia Private Limited, Singapore. They signed an agreement for sales and marketing of green ammonia, green hydrogen and derivatives produced and supplied by Adani Group in the agreed territory. SJVN. subsidiary SVG and Green Energy has signed a power purchase agreement with Bakra Bees Management Board for its 18 megawatt solar power project. The project will be developed on the parcels of Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. The project is scheduled to be commissioned by August 2024. Shawl for India. The high-precision components and systems maker has acquired 100% shareholding of KRSV Innovative Auto Solutions. This acquisition was completed on September 8th. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Rupak Dey, Senior Technical Analyst at LKP Securities, giving his technical views for this week ahead. Let's listen in.
Indian equities witnessed a strong rally in the previous week. Amid the global consolidation, the global market consolidated, whereas Indian equities remained strong during the previous week. The rising crude oil price, the rising dollar index, falling rupee could not stop the momentum of the Indian stocks, and Nifty continued to rally. So, the previous week, Nifty started with a falling channel breakout on the daily chart. So there was a strong breakout and Nifty witnessed a strong rally, and there was a support from the Bank Nifty also. So Bank Nifty, which earlier consolidated, but the previous week Bank Nifty had given a consolidation breakout which lifted the overall market sentiment, and there was a strong rally in the mid-cap and the small-cap indices also. They have made a new lifetime highs, and a stronger rally was visible in railway stocks, in power stocks, in defense stocks. So there was a strong rally in the PSU stocks. PSU banking stocks also witnessed some bit of buying during the previous week. So this week we have some very important data, like from US we have a CPI inflation number, which is very important data ahead of next Fed rate meet, which is scheduled on September 20. So the CPI inflation number from the US is very important, and it is going to be an influencing factor for the Fed rate decision. From India, we have CPI inflation data and the WPI inflation data this week. So all these data are going to impact the overall global market as well as the domestic market. Coming to the technicals, Nifty is likely to remain positive till the time it is remaining above 19,600. So 19,600 is a level which is going to act as a very crucial support. It's a level where put writers have built their significant position. So maximum open interest position has been seen at 19,600. Till the time Nifty is remaining above 19,600, the buy on dip strategy should be applied. And once Nifty falls below 19,600 decisively, then the put writers will run for their cover. And in that case, Nifty might fall down towards lower level. And on the higher end, 19,900 is going to act as an immediate resistance. Once Nifty moves beyond 19,900, then further rally towards 20,200, 20,500 might be seen over the short term. And the Bank Nifty, which has given a consolidation breakout on the daily chart, should move towards the level of 46,000. So Bank Nifty has formed a bat action magnet movement formation on the daily chart, which is a very bullish formation, and is indicating that the Bank Nifty might move towards 46,000 over the near term. So on the lower end, support is there at 45,000. 45,000 is a level where put writers have built a strong position. So once Bank Nifty falls below 45,000 decisively, then only we might see Bank Nifty falling towards the lower level. However, as long as 45,000 is held, I think that the rally in the banking space should continue, and it might, the current momentum should take the Bank Nifty towards 46,000 and even higher. And apart from Nifty, Bank Nifty, I think the broader markets are likely to remain strong. The buying in the PSU stocks should be continued over the next few days.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.